Your music from Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, that Side to Side on your station, Mix 107.5 702.
Mix Mornings.
You're listening to Mix Mornings.
I just want to point out I paid $90 just to get a hug from my wife.
What's new?
Your mornings, your station, Mix 107.5.
Nice. Praise the Lord. Good morning. It's Mix Mornings broadcasting live from downtown Clovis. Here on your station, it's The Mix. It's Wednesday morning, y'all, July the 13th. Thank you for hanging out with Mix Mornings. I'm Duffy Moon. Good morning all over your friends around the room working on local news over there. That's Carrie Kelly. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
We have Doc Elder bringing you local sports. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Right over there, Minnie Coop, the intern standing tall. Hello to you.
Good morning.
And that's Amber Kay right over there. Hello, Amber.
Hello.
We have a little disagreement in the room, and I just want to point it out, Amber. We just got done with Cat Talk.
Yeah.
And I just don't think everybody's digging that segment, and I think we should consider retiring it. No, nobody has ever called in and said, oh, I got to hear me that Cat Talk. You just don't hear that.
So, look, hey, phone's ringing right now.
Huh. Hello, Mix 107.5. Who's this?
Isabella,
how are you?
Good. May I speak to Amber Kay, please?
Hang on, let me get her. Hey, Amber, the phone's for you.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Amber Kay.
Hi.
I got kitty cats.
You have kitty cats?
Yes.
Oh, what are their names?
Max and Eli. They're tiny.
They're tiny. Aw, how sweet.
Hey, Isabella, did they ever pee in your shoe?
Oh, Duffy.
No.
No? Okay.
I listen to Cat Talk.
You do? Do you like Cat Talk?
Yeah.
Hey, Isabella, how old are you, sweetheart?
Seven.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening to Cat Talk.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
And remember, cats try and steal your breath while you're sleeping.
No, they don't, Duffy.
Huh?
No, they don't.
That's totally not fair. You know I can't argue with a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. I guess Cat Talk stays. Coming up this hour on Mix Mornings, Carrie had an unexpected visitor last evening. Have you recovered, Carrie?
No. It was unexpected, unwanted, and I'm traumatized.
We'll find out who paid her a visit. Visit coming up here in a little bit. Cooper, Understand you owe your neighbor an apology.
Yeah, it's probably best that I do apologize.
We'll find out why coming up this hour on Mix Mornings. And speaking of apologies, we tried last hour to get a hold of my dear sweet mother.
I love your mom.
She didn't pick up the phone. And I think she owes me an apology.
Maybe we should call from my phone.
All right, let's try that. The weather today, mostly cloudy with a high of 88 degrees today. It's going to be windy, too. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. We actually see a 20% chance of some showers later this evening. It carries on into about midnight. Overnight tonight, 62 for the nighttime low. Pretty nice tomorrow and Friday for you. Sunny tomorrow. High of 89 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Full High Plains forecast is available online at HeyMix.com. We have your music on the way this hour from Bruno Mars. We'll hear 24 Karat Magic coming up. Maroon 5, Katy Perry, and DNCE. It's the Chainsmokers and Halsey now. Closer is your music on your station. It's Mix 107.5.
Hey, I was doing just fine.
We're doing this now, Amber Kay.
Oh.
Calling Grandma Jersey. Just to recap, story about Channing Tatum's wife.
Also known as Jenna Dewan Tatum.
I always forget that.
She has a very big acting career herself,
yeah.
And is a dancer.
Oh, okay, good. Probably shouldn't have known that. Huh? That's why you're here.
That's how they met.
On
a movie. Yeah.
Told you here a few minutes ago on Mix Mornings here on Mix 107.5 how she's trying to bring back the spiral perm.
She's on Supergirl right now.
Yeah. Also relayed the story that when I was a child, because my mother hated me, she took me out. It was a horrible, horrible event, top to bottom.
Yeah, right.
And
you probably loved it till you went home to your brothers.
Yeah, that was it. It was all downhill from there. Yeah, she made me get a perm. I think it was like 8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
I'm going to laugh if she doesn't
answer. Yeah. I just want an apology. I think I'm owed an apology at this point. Let's try her again. Grandma Jersey. She lives back in New Jersey.
Hence the name.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully she answers this time. Last time she thought it would be funny to not answer the phone. Made for great radio, Ma. See what happens here.
Hello.
Hello, Grandma Jersey. How are you?
I am fine.
You're
How
live
you?
On you're live on the radio. You haven't been tipping the bottle already, have you?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. I just want you to watch your mouth. I know you. You tend to swear like a one-legged trucker, so just keep it calm.
Okay. I won't swear.
Mom, I love you. I think I think you actually owe me an apology. And you don't know it yet, but you should. After all these years, you should.
What are you talking about?
There was something that happened when I was a child that you were intimately involved with. In fact, it was your idea. And what you don't know is that it scarred me. It's bad for life. And it's the reason I am the way I am.
Oh, jeez. You owe us all an apology.
There would be more than one thing that would make you the way you are.
Well, if you'd like to go through the laundry list there, Grandma Jersey. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. What do you think it could be? I'm just curious to see what she throws out here. Mm-hmm. What do you think it could be, Grandma Jersey?
Something that would have scarred you?
Yes. Badly.
It wouldn't have been the time that I made you and your four brothers and Bob and I wear their turquoise shirts and white shorts in Disney World to the hoop-de-doo, would it?
We look like a bowling team. Yeah. No, that's
oh,
no.
That is amazing.
No, it's not, Amber. It's not amazing. It was horrible, but no.
She's like the mom on the Goldbergs. You've got to watch that show.
No, that wasn't it, Mom. That although that was tragic. I had forgotten about that. Thank you for bringing that back up. That's not where we're going. Any other thoughts?
Oh, I know what it was.
What?
When I stuck my finger in your hamburger to see if it was done.
No.
Is that why you're so weird about your food?
Could be, yeah. Because she used to do that all the time. I'm going to talk about her like she's not listening. We'd go to a restaurant. You know, we were a family of seven. We'd go to a restaurant and order a burger, and she would go down the table. Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? And she would hit every cheeseburger on the way.
You rat.
No, Grandma Jersey, that's not what it is. And again, I just want to preface this by saying I love you. You're my mom, and I'll always love you. But do you recall a certain hairstyle that you thought would be good for an 8-year-old little boy?
When you got the perm?
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Yeah. I want to thank you for that. Look at you still laughing.
That was so cute.
No, Mom, I look cute if I was a 7-year-old girl. That's my dad in the background saying, yeah, that was ridiculous. Yeah, I can't believe you did that.
Oh, God, you were so cute. I remember that.
Do you know there's exactly...
I thought that was your idea. Isn't that when all the men were getting their hairs permed?
I guarantee you that wasn't my idea. Let me tell you this. There's exactly one person on this planet who thought it was cute. Would you like to just...
I thought you were cute in your little ties that you used to wear to school that nobody else would wear. You used to say that you didn't care if they made fun of you. You know you look nice.
What age was that?
26.
He's such a sweetheart.
Mom, you're killing me. You're killing me right now. Would you like to describe that perm, Mom? Do you remember?
Because you have that cowlick in the front of your head.
Yeah.
And if I recall, that wouldn't go down.
Yeah.
And
best way to solve that, kinky perm.
An eye that went off to the side.
What did you say?
Bob said your roving eye.
Yes.
You sure you want to continue?
No, I don't. All right. Hey, I love you. Do you want to apologize to me?
Well, not really.
I didn't think I'd get an apology. I thought I'd ask, but I didn't think I'd actually get
one. Well, you know I love you, whether you have curly hair or straight hair or a cowlick or a roving eye or whatever.
Thanks,
has he told you that he has now started bringing an ET doll to work?
He... Does it have a broken neck?
No.
That's funny to all of you. You know what? Hey, Mom, I have one more thing to ask you. There we go.
Oh.
Good grief.
You wouldn't do that if she still lived here.
Damn straight, she'd kill me.
Mix Mornings, Mix 107.5.
Mini Coop, first thing on your mind, go.
I think my neighbors actually hate me.
Why?
Well, I don't know if you remember, I threw, you know, the carcass of some mice into the backyard.
Well, it was an entire trash bag, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and then you were dressed like Thor and you went and got it.
I wasn't dressed like Thor. I was playing like Thor.
Yeah.
Well, this morning I let the puppy out to go putty in the front yard, and my neighbor's wife was out, and...
Your neighbor's wife was out this morning?
I know, at 4:45. That's what I said. I'm perfectly allowed to be naked in my front yard at 4:45. Not kidding.
You were naked in the front yard at 4:45? Cooper, it's not that your neighbors hate you. It's that you're doing something. It's called public exposure. That's the way they do it over there? They walk the dog in the nude? Is that what they do over there?
So.
Okay.
Could you not find pajamas that fit?
I don't wear pajamas. I don't wear anything.
Okay.
I feel like it was real quick. I went out there, let her go party.
Stop!
I looked up.
Stop!
And she kept waving. It was weird.
Stop! I can't.
Was she waving you over?
Now we know why his neighbor hates him.
Don't ask me what's on my mind.
Fair enough. I can't even look at the man. I'm just going to turn this way. Every K, first thing on your mind.
I just said, don't ask me.
Mini Cube's blushing.
Cooper, here you can go to jail for that.
Yes. Mm.
Just FYI. And when they take you in, you don't want to be naked.
Got it. And Cooper's like, what? I always go for a jog at 4:45. Nude.
Don't you have a backyard?
Yeah.
Well, would that have been
because I'm worried about the swimming pool. She's still not used to the swimming pool, so I don't want her
going
back.
You don't want her to jump in naked to save the dog.
Yeah. Hey, note to self, you might just want to leave some pants by the bed there, Coop, just for
a
next
robe,
time. Yeah, something.
Towel.
Yeah, there's so many options.
So many. A sock.
This is Mix Mornings on Mix 107.5.
We got a text, Amber K, from the aforementioned Carrie Kelly yesterday. The text came through and it came along with a picture.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 2:30 yesterday afternoon. The text reads, and Carrie, you tell me if I have the right inflection here, okay? This is how I read the text.
Okay.
How I assumed you were feeling when you wrote it. Oh my God! That's pretty much the way. The text says, you guys, I can't even explain to you the type of panic attack I'm having right now. And it came along with a picture. The picture, and thank you, by the way, for sending along a picture of your toilet.
Yeah, you're welcome.
wasn't expecting that when I opened my phone yesterday. The picture, well, Carrie, I think we'll just let you pick up from here. What happened, Carrie?
Yeah, so I get home and go walk into the restroom, and there's an unwelcome guest in my toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a ginormous toad. It wasn't even like the little baby ones. It was like... It enjoys its Wheaties.
They can get big.
It was huge.
It was a 36-pound toad, according to Carrie Kelly.
And do you have them outside your house?
Yeah, they're everywhere outside, but I've never had one inside the house.
Do you think it came in the house and jumped into the toilet, or do you think it came up through the plumbing?
Oh, don't tell her that.
I think... We were trying to debate that, and I think it rode in on the dog.
On the dog?
Yes.
Did it have its boots on?
I think so.
Wait a minute.
Hat.
So it was a 36-pound rodeo toad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
The only logical explanation my brain can come up with right now.
Well, and dogs will, I know they'll like eat them.
Well, yeah, my dog chases them.
Maybe she carried it in her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Ugh.
And then, you know, the toad was feeling gross because it was in the dog's mouth, so it decided to bathe and went
toilet.
For the, you know, the
hot tub. Yeah.
Right.
That has, you know, whirlpool swirling action.
Carrie, what is one of your biggest fears in life?
Toads.
Yeah. And it's amazing to me that this one little incident managed to touch on so many fears that have been discussed on this radio show, because now you've got a 36-pound toad in your toilet.
Rodeo toad.
Yeah, rodeo toad. Yeah. We'll call him Bucky. And you've got to figure out how to get this. And you're deathly afraid of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Your husband's not there. He's
right.
At work.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out how to get this out of your commode.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you're still got to do that which you went in there to do in the first place. Well, probably not. You probably actually did that on the floor.
That was long since gone.
Yeah. So how do you remove this beast?
My mom's in town, and so...
Mommy!
It's a really good thing you saw it before you sat down.
I know.
Oh my gosh,
I know. It started jumping at me.
Oh,
and so
my gosh.
I made my mom take the broom and shut the lid, and we left it there until KT got home.
You did?
Yeah.
I can see by the caller ID who this is on the phone, and I'm putting you live on the radio. Are you wanting to be live on the radio?
I just need to defend myself because I feel like Carrie is setting me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, KT Kelly, you hear him every afternoon here on Mix 107.5.
Well, you're saying 36-pound toad, not the T-U-R-D. You're saying toad, right?
Yes, toad, T-O-A-D. How did you get this beast out of the toilet? Did you just reach in and grab it?
Yeah, I just scooped it out.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So you Googled how to get toads down a toilet?
Yes.
Exactly. I Googled a lot, surprisingly.
Hey, KT, I love you, bro, but I will never shake your hand again. See you, bye.
You're listening to Mix Mornings, your station, Mix 107.5. Who's that sexy thing?